This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a couple things here before we get into 100 men versus a gorilla.
You guys have angered Sean and gotten him ready for this bout versus the gorilla.
Well, yeah, add me to the 100 men after reading. Well, it's the tone of text that people correct you with when they're incorrect. Yeah. The first one, Pendergrass. Curious of the emphasis on the ock in Kalen Bullock. That's how he pronounces his name. I don't know what you're implying, yep. Sir.
What are you
ma'am.
So curious about? Right. All of us had to be corrected because we were pronouncing it Kalen Bullock.
Bullock.
And it's, no, he likes it pronounced
it's
Bullock.
Pronounced Bullock. So if it's
so curious. I don't know what you're curious about, buddy.
Right. If it's curious that I'm pronouncing his name correctly, then I apologize. Multiple of you pointing out to me when I said that Jen Sturger was initially made famous by Brent Musburger noticing her on a broadcast, have gone out of your way. I'll read one example. No, Sean. Musburger pointed out AJ McCarron's girlfriend, now wife. It was not Jen Sturger. Sir or ma'am, and the rest of you who are pointing out that it was Catherine Webb, that's AJ McCarron's wife's name. I'm assuming it's Catherine McCarron now, possibly. It was Catherine Webb, not Jen Sturger. I will point out to you that Brent Musburger, A, really likes pretty women. B, has done thousands of college football games, not just the national championship game in 2012 that involved Catherine Webb. He did point out Jen Sturger. It is possible for Brent Musburger to point out more than one pretty woman over the several decades that he's done college football. So I don't mind correcting you. It's the no, Sean, wagging your finger on the text.
Feel like if I said to somebody, hey, you know, Sean really likes Raisin Bran. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. No, Seth, Sean likes Cheerios. Oh, silly Seth.
Do you have more than one cereal in the holster, okay?
It's weird that more than one thing can be true in so many different aspects
Thank
of
you.
Life.
Yeah, yes. Like, you know, yeah. Brent Musburger is a bit of a perv. Like, he is pointed out.
I think he's probably, I'm not going to sit here and stand for all of you guys acting like he can't sound like a creepy old man versus multiple different women.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. The Bullock texter, I replied to him and said, that's how he pronounces it. I signed Sean to the text. He liked that text. So he may have liked it before I tried to make an example out of him. So he may unlike it, but who knows?
Musburger did both of those.
Both
things.
Of them, yes.
As soon as you said it, I anticipated all
you
those
knew that was
rolling
coming.
In. I did nothing to stop it.
That's okay.
I didn't want to, like, well, actually, you on, like, it would basically be me correcting a well, actually, preemptively,
it
which would
come.
Be me being a well, actually guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And yeah, here we are.
It's all good.
Talking about it.
Yeah. So this gorilla versus 100 men, this was really funny yesterday. J.P. Hovey, who does digital content for the Bussin' with the Boys guys, Will Compton and Taylor Lewandt, very successful podcast, put together his list of 100 humans that he would gather to try and fight and beat up a gorilla. This has been making the... And this is where one of the greatest uses of AI have been some of the videos that have come out with this of a gorilla actually fighting 100 people. It's been pretty fun.
I think the biggest thing I've learned is that people underestimate what a mass of humanity or any kind of mammal can actually do.
Yes.
I don't give the gorilla a chance as long as you've got to be willing to die. Are those people, if it's a situation where, all right, the human race hangs in the balance and you chosen 100 have to fight this gorilla, it would be no contest. The humans would win.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how many humans would die in doing
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah, you're basically soldiers at that point.
Yeah. Now, me versus one tiny piranha, no big deal.
Right.
Me versus hundreds of piranha, I'm hosed.
Right. So the tail of the tape here, a silverback gorilla can lift up to 800 kilograms, run 25 miles per hour, and has a bite force of 1,300 PSI, which means that he can basically just break your bones with his mouth if he wants to.
Yeah.
And with a swing of his arm, can instantly kill a man with the force that he can hit with.
Oh, yeah.
With his arm.
They're incredibly, it's ridiculous yes. how strong they are. Now, how built for football they are.
Yeah.
Their skulls. You know, you look at a skeleton of a gorilla,
yeah.
and it looks a lot like that AI thing they did a few years ago.
Yes.
Of like the ideal, a person that would actually be built to play American football.
Right.
Like with like a ridiculously thick skull.
Thick cranium.
And
yeah.
wide, massive bones and
massive
everything.
Bones,
yeah.
big shoulders, good catch radius with the long arms.
Yes.
Now, the
yes.
opposable thumbs would be, that would be, you know, you need those. I don't know that, you know, that might be an issue.
Gorillas do have opposable thumbs.
They do? So okay, good. Okay. Oh, there you go.
That's one of the great things about us apes. Yeah.
Yeah. These are the people with Houston ties that were part of the magical 100 that J.P. Hovey put together. There's 10 of them that have some Houston ties. The Undertaker, who is from Houston. He said the Undertaker would be the last person in. That would be the person uh-huh. to finish everything off. Stephen Adams. Mm. Stephen Adams would be part of this 100 people. This series has gotten very chippy,
yeah.
and I feel like... Stephen Adams has been part of chippy things before, like this season where, remember he got dragged to the ground by somebody in a game and it was,
yeah.
he kind of was cool about it. In his post-game press conferences in this series with the Warriors, he's been very diplomatic. I'm hoping that somewhere in there's a trigger for Stephen Adams where, especially knowing it's Draymond on the other
yeah.
side, you know?
It still feels a little bit, though, like Stephen Adams might try to talk sense into the gorilla beforehand.
Yeah.
That's where it would be immediately like, oh, come on, mate. And that,
yeah.
Gorilla hand to the side of the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Ron Artest, former
oh,
Rocket.
100%.
Former
yeah.
Rocket. Yeah, yeah. But the author of The Malice in the Palace. When I say author, one of the guys who triggered The Malice in the Palace back
well, he stood up for
20
himself.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That's true. That guy lobbed a drink onto him. He definitely,
stood up for it. Yeah.
definitely should have
yeah.
run into the crowd and started a melee.
And hit the wrong guy.
Yeah. this was interesting. DJ Swearinger made the list.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. That was an impressive pull.
Yes.
Now DJ has played for... like 10 different teams, so I'm guessing
he's been in one of the spring leagues. He's been in
yeah.
like the UFL, I think. I want to
yeah,
say.
So I'm guessing Hovey here just has a fond memory of DJ Swearinger. Just go. Now, a lot of these guys so far are a little bit of, especially with Artest, with Ron Artest
yeah.
and DJ Swearinger. Like those two guys, especially, are like, okay, we could trigger them in such a way that they would forget about their personal safety or
yes.
anything. They
yeah.
would just want to go after the gorilla no matter what.
This isn't one with Houston ties, other than I think the Texans would love to have had him on the team. He has Tyler
yeah.
Booker in his... Tyler Booker, do you think he could make the gorilla... He could suck the love out of the gorilla loving to fight like he says he does... other opposing defensive linemen on Saturdays for Alabama?
Right, yeah, he wanted to take away their joy
love,
of football
yeah.
or their love of football.
Yeah. Yeah, could he do that to a gorilla?
Sucking title? The love out of the gorilla would be one way to pacify him a little bit beforehand. if you,
as soon as
so
I said
yes,
that.
I think that yeah, Tyler Booker is the body type you're going for. Just
mm-hmm.
a big, just a thick, massive dude.
Yeah, yeah
you really need Max.
Small
remember,
space. You don't need
my
a lot of
strategy
speed.
Is to dogpile the gorilla and suffocate him.
Right.
You just which means that you want as much heft as possible.
Yeah.
And yes. 10 or 20 or 30 people are going to die while you do that, but just suffocate the gorilla.
Yeah. There's people adding people to the list we'll get to on the Jim. I'll read this one. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Someone added Jim Adler to the list of 100 people. the Texas Hammer. Yes.
The other, Andre Johnson, he is disallowed. He's too valuable to humanity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if these hundred brave souls have to fight the gorilla to try to save all of mankind,
yep.
you need Andre Johnson around afterwards.
Andre Johnson in Cortland Finnegan mode was on the list. There's four
yeah.
more, all either former or current Houston Texans. Jadeveon Clowney. Unless
according to the internet, you only need him for one play.
One play,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, just have him be the first guy
if
out.
The gorilla
see if you can,
has a
yeah.
helmet on, he can knock the helmet off of the gorilla, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah. Mass.
You think? Yeah, mass.
Well, except he's not big anymore.
No, I don't think...
He
lost
think a
that,
bunch of weight.
Yeah, I don't think that Hovey knows that. J.P. Hovey
yeah.
knows that Vince Wilfork is much more slender. Brian Cushing.
I want to keep Vince Wilfork around to barbecue the gorilla after we kill it.
Yeah, he's the celebratory, the celebration afterwards.
I want that gorilla on a spit.
Yep. Brian Cushing.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's
just
a good one.
Anger and aggression and just, hey, if you want to go primal on a primate,
yep.
yeah,
yes.
Brian Cushing is your guy.
And finally, athletes or people with Houston ties, Aziz Alshire.
100%. 100%. Yep. The gorilla would be whining about how he was trying to slide or something. And like, oh, looking for the officials. Meanwhile, Aziz is just going ham on him.
If you got a personal foul as a Texan in a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the last 10 years, you're on this list. DJ Swearinger and Aziz Alshire. There you go. Among the random people that made me laugh in this particular post, JP Hovey says one of the 100 people would be a random psycho defensive coordinator sl/ history teacher from high school.
Oh.
Kind of the stereotypical, you know, the hardcore football coach that teaches history on the side.
That definitely goes to his personal experience.
Yeah.
I don't think any of my... Is a history coach a standard football coach spot?
I think he's just bringing up your random high school subject. Yeah.
If you're going to go an NFL coach, it would be like 31 of the 32 NFL special teams.
Yes. Yeah.
Brant Boyer, my friend who's the coordinator for the 49ers, would be awesome versus a gorilla.
Would he? Okay.
Yeah. He's got a deep, deep hatred with it.
How do you think Frank Ross would do against a gorilla?
Oh, great! Yeah, he would be. He'd have a different style than Brant. Like he'd be a lot more sticking and moving. I think, and just trying to confuse the gorilla and tiring him out.
Yeah, Shane Gillis, comedic relief. He just wants Shane Gillis out there in the field making everybody laugh just to keep the spirits up. Yeah.
Well, one of Shane Gillis's go-to things is kind of like it looks kind of like a stupid monkey just kind of shrugging.
Yeah.
Like he just goes like. Like he could stand in front of the gorilla and mock him
yes.
and distract him while everybody attacked from the flanks.
Along those lines, there's 8 people that JP Hovey uses as bait, I guess, to try to distract the gorilla. Chris Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Jenner could dangle a social media contract.
Yeah,
They'd be like, okay, I'm going to take you in and I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, most of these, the rest of them seem to be people that JP Hovey just wants dead. The person who bullied him in elementary school, Jared from Subway.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong.
I thought he was dead already.
No, I think he's in prison.
He didn't get killed in prison? Every time we bring up somebody like him or
Sandusky.
And I Google, I'm like, surely that guy got killed in prison.
I'm the same way, dude. Kim Jong-un and Putin, and then he said, please don't read this, sir. And then along the lines of what you're saying, Diddy, Harvey Weinstein, and R. Kelly. He's got on the list of people they'd use as bait for the gorilla. Okay, text messages coming in on this topic. Why is everyone attacking a gorilla? I hope he shreds everyone. Everybody die.
Humanity hangs in the balance, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
This is us versus them. Don't act like if a gorilla had the same mental faculties that we do, that they wouldn't have killed us all already.
Right.
You know, like, let's not pretend here,
yes,
all right?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Protect the species, all you must. But for when it comes to one individual SOB piece of crap gorilla that deserves to die, I'm all for killing him.
Right.
He deserves it, and you got to do it, okay?
You're passionate about this. You're going to like this one. 100 Seth Payne's on meth versus a gorilla.
So 100 Seth Payne's is, yes. Yes, 100%.
You listen to this show, right? Oh, that's funny.
It was, 100. And then somebody feeds me bulletin board material from the gorilla.
Yeah.
Like some bogus bulletin board material.
Yes.
He said that all you do, you're only good at defensive holding and nothing else. And is that right? Is that right?
Someone says, I'm cracking up. Sean's capable of pulling dates from decades ago. Date, time, and location. But simple things like gorillas having opposable thumbs eludes him. These are the ABCs of me, baby.
This is one of the ones where just with gorillas in baseball, I actually fact check myself after I've corrected you because I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure I'm right here, but Sean's smarter than me, so I did Google after I told you that primates have opposable thumbs.
Yeah,
I had to Google it and confirm it.
I've always thought they didn't for some reason. I don't know why.
Think about any other things you've seen of either gorillas or monkeys when they're sticking a little stick into to get maggots out of a plant or whatever.
And let's be honest, it's awful hard to pleasure yourself if you can't move your thumb.
What's held all the other species.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they do in the zoo all the time. They're over there taking care of business. Prime time.
You know this from personal experience, that time that
broke my thumb that one
shark
time.
Broke both your thumbs.
It's the worst part about being a gambler. The worst part about being a degenerate gambler is there's big swaths of the year where you can't pleasure yourself. All right.
Yeah.
Primetime Detroit and Ndamukong Suh. Would you send Detroit and Ndamukong? I don't know, man. And Ndamukong Suh, it's one thing. No, I'm going to say no on this one. And Ndamukong Suh was a dirty player. I don't know how tough he was. Stomping on guys' arms, kicking guys in the nards. He'll get eaten up in 2 seconds by the gorilla. There's no cheap shots he can administer there.
Yeah, but again, though, too, this is no holds barred. So the kick to the groin, you got to go for it. So I think Draymond and Ndamukong Suh might be your best bets there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Ndamukong, you try to go after hitting him in the head with your spikes on, and Draymond will take care of the nargs. Average penis member, by the way, his dangler there, is at 1.1 inches on average.
Yeah. For a gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you can see, clearly they're compensating for things.
That's why
they're so damn angry so much of the time.
That's how I would start the fight.
Driving around in a $500,000 convertible, that. Yeah.
That's how I would start the fight. If the gorilla were being a little too docile and not engaged, I'd be like, you're hung like a grasshopper, okay, bro? All right? Let's see what he does. Brian Braman, someone is saying on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Brian Braman doesn't mind playing without a helmet. Former Texan special teamer.
That's where Cushion comes in, too. You want to be sure you can got guys that'll play through the being
head
bloodied.
Trauma.
You want guys that it doesn't matter. They got, like in a movie, the guy that gets shot 20 times and he's still coming at you. Yeah.
Multiple people saying Booker T. Booker T might be a little too nice to be in this thing. And I don't want Booker T to die either. I love Booker T.
Current age Booker T versus 22-year-old Booker
still
T.
Still in really good shape, though, man. Like, Booker's...
Still in really good shape, but it's... Yeah, it's not quite the same as, you know...
As in his prime Booker T, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt about that. Got to get J.J. Watt in there. All right, where do you fall on J.J. Watt being in this gorilla versus men fight? How do you think he'd do it?
Yeah, I know. I think that would be a good one again, especially because the bat... You know, combined the mass... JJ would have to bulk up before.
Yeah.
Now JJ says he's not that much lighter than his actual playing weight.
Right.
He's just kind of changed his workouts up so he's not so massive in the neck and all that. Yeah, I think JJ, but give him 3 weeks to start taking creatine again and get on a high carb diet. Just really bloat up and get as much mass as possible.
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at this text. Mahomes will zesty walk to distract the gorilla.
Arr, Michael!
Gorilla! Yoo-hoo, gorilla!
Look, I'm injured. I'm the weak one.
I'm him. Who has two thumbs in his ham? This guy over here, zesty walking gorilla. Oh, my God.
His zesty injured ankle walk is the best zesty.
Oh, it's the best. Last one. We'll read some of them in the next segment. They're rolling in. The last one, put Sean Bajani in there. He already thinks he can take out Seth. You're in, Bajani.
Bajani's up at the front being like, what are these 99 guys here for?
Yeah.
I just said, what the hell? This is guys. This is frankly, we didn't plan for this at the victory buffet. We don't have enough plates for this. Get rid of half these guys at least.
Bajani goes to the DMV, and when you got to fill out height and weight, he puts 6'9", 286. Oh, we love you, Sean Bajani. Just so you know. All right, Payne and Pendergast, keep texting in. These are very funny. People you would put, especially Houstonians, in the battle of 100 men versus one gorilla. All right, the power rankings are out. Jonathan Alexander, I will see your way too early 53-man roster and raise you a post-NFL draft power ranking of the power rankings. How do the experts view the Texans following the NFL draft? That is next.